From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. I had a look at a film that explores the emotions of a 12-year-old girl. First, though, the city of Dallas has asked a federal court to step into the fight over gates at Love Field Airport. The issue is whether Delta can continue to fly out of a gate that belongs to Southwest Airlines. The Dallas Morning News reports Delta operates 5 flights a day out of that gate and wants to add 8 more. Southwest wants Delta out when it expands to 180 flights in August. Airline carriers have been tussling over 20 gate slots at Love Field since right amendment restrictions expired in October. 18 of those gates belong to Southwest. We'll turn now to our American graduate series, Homeless in High School. Sometimes homeless students never get to finish school. 20-year-old Derek Lynch Long failed out of high school when he was 15. For years, he crashed with relatives and friends and worked odd jobs. When he was 18 and had nowhere else to go, Derek turned himself in for stealing a birthday present so he'd have a warm place to sleep. Derek told producer Stephanie Kuo about that first night without a home.
At first, I had walked around the mall, then the mall started to close. And I tried to get a hold of a few people because I didn't have a blanket or a jacket. And then no one would answer their phone. And the people that did say they would pick me up. But after like 2 hours, they stopped answering their phone. After that, I walked by a church and laid in the grass. And it got too cold to lay there. So I found out where the nearest jail was so I could get warm. I didn't have anywhere else to go. I had to go to the jail because it was too cold. And I knew that would be the only place that they would take me. He just kind of looked at me like, why are you turning yourself in? It's a misdemeanor. It was around my girlfriend's birthday, and I didn't have any money. All the money was going to my bills at my place, and I wanted to get her something for her birthday. And I think it was a birthday card and a few miscellaneous things that I really don't remember anymore. It just wasn't even worth stealing. I just told him that I wanted to do the right thing and turn myself in. I didn't really want to tell him that I was homeless and just didn't want to stay out in the cold. I was at the Arlington jail for 1 or 2 days, and then after that, they transferred me over to Tarrant County, and I was there for 2 to 3 weeks. And I got out of jail on my birthday when I turned 19. Once I got here to UGM, I joined Community Kitchen just to find a way to get a job to get out of here. You get up by 9, or you get up before then to go eat breakfast. Around 8 o'clock, you get up. You either go to your chore that you do here, or you talk to your case manager. They help you go find jobs weekly. They'll help you get bus passes to go to interviews. They'll help you make your resume. I feel like my life is getting coming together a lot more than before. Hopefully won't be here much longer with the way I'm going right now. It's just because you become homeless doesn't mean this is hopeless. I mean, people get out of their situations. When you give up, that's when you get stuck here. And as long as you just keep trying to find ways to get out of here, then you will get out.
Derek begins a cooking internship at Union Gospel Mission in Fort Worth this summer. You can meet homeless high school student Desmond Davis in a feature tonight at 7:49 on KERA-TV. The new Pixar animated film Inside Out spends most of its time inside the mind of a preteen girl. Her emotions are the stars of the show as they guide her through the day. Our big screen team talks to a psychology professor about the science behind the movie.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And today we're talking to Scott Churchill, who is a member of our DFW Film Critics Association, but most of your time is spent being a professor of psychology at the University of Dallas.
That's correct.
Thanks for being here, Scott.
Glad to be here.
Inside Out is pretty high concept. Most of the time is spent with 5 emotions inside a girl named Riley's head. Amy Poehler naturally plays Joy, who more or less runs things.
First day of school, very, very exciting. I was up late last night figuring out a new plan. Here it is, fear. I need a list of all the possible negative outcomes on the first day at a new school.
Way ahead of you there. Does anyone know how to spell meteor?
Disgust. Make sure Riley stands out today, but also blends in. When I'm through, Riley will look so good, the other kids will look at their own outfits and barf. Joy.
Yes, Joy?
You'll be in charge of the console, keeping Riley happy all day long. And may I add, I love your dress, it's adorable. Oh, this whole thing? Thank you so much. I love the way it twirls.
So there we heard from joy, disgust, and fear. There's also anger and sadness. Is that breakdown of core emotions more or less accurate?
It's fairly accurate. I think it's the one that children can certainly relate to.
How did you feel they presented these characters? Did you enjoy the film, first of all, and did you roll with how these different emotions were presented as actual characters?
I did roll with the film. It took me a little while to realize that this was going to be like the control room and everything you wanted to know about sex but were afraid to ask Woody Allen's film, where the interior point of view was going to be personified by pieces of the personality.
A lot of the movie also deals with storing away memories in Riley's mind, which look like these bowling balls that are different colors based on the emotion tied to that memory. So anger is a red bowling ball, sadness is blue, and so on. What did you think about the way they handled the memory element?
That was, to me, the most fascinating part, because I liked that when sadness touched a memory, it started to turn blue. But I also liked, I don't want to reveal too much, because to me it was the big reveal that even made me weepy when it came along, where you realize that sadness has to be joined with joy to be a normal, integrated person, and that having sadness color our memories is not necessarily a bad thing. It becomes nostalgia.
As you said, one of the points of the film is the importance of sadness and how we absolutely need this as part of our balanced diet of emotions.
Yeah, the part of the film that is artificial to me is the idea of breaking up the personality into those segments. And yet, it's something I think a child can relate to, something a parent can point to in reminding a child, well, do we want to be joy today or are we going to be sadness or disgust?
At the end of the film, Riley, the little girl, is, I think, 12 years old, so right on the sort of cusp of puberty. Is this a totally different film if we're seeing this through the eyes of a teenager?
Sure, that's why I'm sure there'll be an Inside Out 2.
Yeah, Pixar's big on the sequels these days.
Yeah.
Scott Churchill, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
That was our big screen team, Stephen Becker and Chris Wagner. Inside Out opens tomorrow. In the forecast, we've got mostly sunny skies, a 30% chance of rain, and a high of 88 today at 77 degrees. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at KERA News. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.